News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Hundreds of firefighters battling forest infernos across France, Spain and Portugal as Europe faces another heat wave. Temperatures expected to reach around 40 degrees in some areas of the continent. Naomi O'Leary is with us. She's Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. And Naomi, I suspect saying hundreds of firefighters may be a conservative estimate. I think it's getting closer to thousands at this point, isn't it?
Certainly, there's more than that. I think there's hundreds of firefighters just moved within Europe itself. So the way it works is when during emergency situations, the European Union has this system where neighbouring countries can pledge to send extra fire trucks, planes and firefighters. And that's what's happened. So I think we have 245 headed for Greece alone, and then many more sent to Portugal from Spain and Italy. So quite a significant number. I mean, just to give an idea of the scale of the fires, it's at the moment an area twice the size of Manhattan is burning across Greece, Spain, Portugal, France, and so on. And 10,000 people have been evacuated near Perpignan in France due to a wildfire that was threatening houses. And that came quite close. So it's the kind of unusual thing about it. We do get wildfire seasons every year in Europe, but the unusual thing about it is it started earlier than usual and it's more severe. So the concern is how much damage is going to be done throughout the rest of the summer.
And in terms of the, obviously, what has created the situation that allows for the wildfires is the heat and the dryness of the recent weather. But is there any sense as to what actually sparked any of these fires?
So all kinds of human behavior causes sparks, you know, there's cigarettes, there's some people burn leaves or, you know, agricultural refuse, things like that. So it's different in each case and sometimes it's not determined. Sometimes arson is suspected. That's always a factor for some reason every year. It's human activity in general that causes a spark. But the thing is, that happens all the time during the winter as well. It's just what matters is the conditions for that to spread and the difficulty in getting it under control. And the difference this year is obviously the extreme heat that's been experienced has dried everything out so that it's really just ready to kind of go up. And when you have that combined with winds as well that spread it, it becomes really, really difficult to control. Unfortunately, you get this feedback effect because wildfires get worse due to climate change because of the drier and hotter conditions, but they also contribute to it because they burn up forests, they burn up nature that we need to control it, and they release an enormous amount of carbon dioxide. So it's an unfortunate kind of spiraling effect of the climate crisis.
And of course, we saw those very conditions in California a number of years ago where you had the dryness, where you had the winds, and where you had massive resources thrown at trying to control the blazes. And it was a huge challenge for several weeks for the firefighters to get on top of it. How well are the firefighters managing with the challenges they're facing across southern Europe?
It's always a concern when they start to come close to cities. And I think we've seen that in Thessaloniki in Greece. And there's one not too far from Athens as well. They're obviously throwing everything at it, but it's always an enormous battle. And I think those efforts go on year after year. And we only really hear about it when it goes wrong, I think, you know, when people are killed. And unfortunately, that does usually happen. There's usually a few fatalities. As things stand, they are struggling to get several under control. So I think there was one in northeastern Spain, which unfortunately burned up quite a significant area of protected forest. And also the one near Perpignan, not too far away from there, is really significant and far greater, obviously, than authorities would want it to be. So that's an indication that they are struggling somewhat.
Naomi, thank you very much. Naomi O'Leary, Europe correspondent with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.